Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 says this: "You fathers, provoke not your children to wrath or to anger, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Now, the Holy Spirit knew why he wrote that. Apparently, there's a temptation for parents to provoke their children. Is there anybody in here that falls into that case? Ever experienced that? You kind of get in a tiff with your kids. Hey, we're not gonna have confession time right now. But apparently, the Holy Spirit knew that we'd be tempted with that, and he said, "Don't do it. Don't provoke your children to anger." In other words, you are the greater power.
Yes.
Don't abuse the power.
That's right.
Hmm? Yeah. That's what he's saying to parents. Don't abuse your power as the parent, the greater one, to drive them to a point of frustration, a point of almost depression, because, you know, you're ruling over them so heavy-handed. Now, he said, don't do that. He said, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In other words, the way the Lord treats you, you treat that child. How patient is Jesus with you? You be patient towards your son or daughter in that same way. That's what he's saying there in Ephesians 6, 4. In the same nurturing, the same admonition. Admonition simply means instruction. Directing them, guiding their path. The way the Lord lovingly guides you, you lovingly guide that child. Amen?
Amen.
So what we're doing today, come on up, family. It's time. Oh, she's excited. Look. Yeah, everybody come on up. Let's bring the whole family up. Robert and Timmy, y'all come over here. And this is an exciting day for us. Hi, Harley. Everybody's up here. Y'all just line up so we can get good pictures here. Line up across the front. Get this out of the way. Let me read a couple scriptures for you and Tammy, Robert. One is Proverbs 22:6. I know you know this verse. You guys have been in church a long time. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, or she, they will not depart from it. They will not depart from the way. Amen? So you know, as a parent, by faith, what you put into her now, in these younger years, will stay with her for life. Amen? She will not depart from it. I like the way the Message translation says it. It says this: point your kids in the right direction. When they're old, they won't be lost. Amen?
Yeah.
So we're going to point her while she's young. And that's why everything's working right now in our church to develop our children's church, our nursery. It's for this gal right here to point her in the right direction. And when she's old, she won't be lost. Another verse says this. Here it is. No, that's it. That's all I wanted to read there. Will you, in accordance with Ephesians 6 and verse 4, commit to, number one, not frustrating Harley, not parenting with a, like we described a moment ago, with a overuse of power, but in a way that nurtures her and trains her in the way of the Lord. I know that's why you're here today.
Yes.
You do? You agree
yes.
to that? Okay.
Yes.
And all the family, you're standing with them in this same endeavor. You're here for support. This is a lot like a wedding. You know, in a wedding, you guys are the witnesses. You're witnessing today that they're here committing to Harley for her life to train her in the way she should go with the Lord. And I want to charge you as the congregation. You know, we're Harley's extended family.
Yes.
Amen? We're her big brothers, big sisters. They're the parents, but we're the big brothers, big sisters. And we, too, are committing, aren't we, to train her in the way she should go. Every interaction, every time you say hi, every way in which your life interacts with this little girl's is to nurture her in the direction of the Lord. Do you agree to that?
Yes.
Say we do. We do. Yes. All right. Let's pray. Where's she at? Oh, there she is. Okay. Natalie's got her. Good. All right, let's pray. Father, we just commit Harley to you today. We give you thanks for her, Lord. We thank you for the beauty of this life brought into this family to bless, to fill with joy, to bring delight, the wonder of you. Father, we thank you that in Harley we see just an amazing, amazing facet of the creativity and the blessing and the wisdom and the glory of God. We thank you, Lord, that she reflects that. Father, I speak these words over her today. That according to Isaiah 54:13, she shall be taught of the Lord. Great will be her peace.
Amen.
Great will be her undisturbed composure in the Lord. Her peace will be great. We declare it over Harley today. Do you agree by saying amen, congregation?
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her life. And she shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
According to Psalms 91:10, no evil will ever conquer her. No plague will ever come near her dwelling. Do you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And finally, in Psalm 73:24, a beautiful verse. It's one of my favorite. It says this: "You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me in glory." Yes. Amen. Amen. We declare that over Harley's life, that God will guide her all of her days with his counsel. She will know the counsel of God. We thank you, Father, that like the man in real life, Mr. Harley, he was a mechanic. You know, he was an engineer. So he's a brainiac. And so, Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name that the wisdom of God is given to Harley. We impart by faith today wisdom unto her, released in her life, Jesus Christ, made unto her wisdom. Wisdom. We thank you, Father, she'll walk in wise ways all of her days. And you will receive her into glory. And much reward will follow her into glory. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Now let's just pray for a moment, saints. Let's wait upon the Lord and see if he has something further to say over Harley's life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The breath of God, breathe upon her now. We speak the grace. As you spoke into Abraham's life and into Sarah's life, and you release the grace for him to become a father of many nations, we speak the grace, the breath of God over Harley right now. And we declare in Jesus' name, from this day forward, the grace of God released into her to be everything you've created her to be, Father. Full redemption for her life. Full redemption to set her on a path of life and a path of glory, a path of your grace abounding. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see her skipping along that path of life as her Heavenly Father guides her, as he holds her hand, as he delights in her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You walk with her all of her days, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give it to you. Amen. Amen. I'll take one of those, too. I'm kind of thirsty. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Bless the Lord for this precious life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all for coming here today. A very special day in our church. Bless you. Bless you, bro. Thank you for being a part of this.